On the news hour here at Al Jazeera, and there is breaking news on the current COVID situation. It's coming out of Belgium, which has confirmed a first case of the new coronavirus variant, the one we were telling you about a little bit earlier, which has been detected in South Africa and has prompted a number of countries to review their travel restrictions, European nations particularly rushing to impose those restrictions. Dominic Kane in Berlin with more on this and the COVID situation across Europe. This is, you know, we don't want to get alarmist too quickly, but this is exactly the kind of thing which government's worried about, the virus being on the move.
Yes, this is, as you say, exactly the thing that the ministers and medics around this continent would fear. The thought that a new variant, which has been described as being of really serious concern, and that a person or persons have now been detected or have it in their system. Certainly, some reports say two people have been found with this variant in their systems in Belgium, but all agree that at least one person has, and that one person has been confirmed by a Belgian minister. Now, the important thing to stress about this is the person concerned, it is reported, tested positive for COVID on the 22nd of November, that's Monday of this week, and they were unvaccinated. Mm. Now, clearly, in many EU countries right now, you have levels of vaccination in the population of around two-thirds, perhaps more in some cases. So clearly, from the governmental perspective, but right across the EU, you have the EU as an institution in the shape of President of the Commission, von der Leyen, really concerned about this new variant detected in South Africa or in Southern Africa, and calling for governments to restrict access from people who've been in Southern Africa to the EU. Mm. And now you have this confirmation from the Belgian government that at least one person has tested positive in the course of the last few days for this new variant.
Dominic, let's talk about Germany specifically. I'm reading about flying intensive care units being used by the Air Force, trying to reduce the strain. Tell us more.
Yeah, well, the thing about the situation in Germany right now is that it is as bad as it has ever been, and it is growing increasingly bad as the weeks unfold. So, yes, the Luftwaffe, that's the German Air Force, ferrying help around wherever possible to the places where it's needed most. And there are some states where the situation is described officially as catastrophic. Three East German states in the old East Germany, have had 10% or more than 10% of all their cases have happened in the last 7 days. Then if you extrapolate that to a federal level, what we have is more than 360,000 cases in the course of the last 7 days. And then, just to add further to the sense of the seriousness with which people see things, the reality is, in 3 days of the last five, there has been record cases, and today is no exception. More than 76,000 new infections announced today.
Dominic Kane updating us with the situation across Europe. A reminder of that breaking news, Belgium confirming a case of this new variant.